Ooh. What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering into the nigger room. I really do appreciate it. Man, I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast. I know. There's been things going on. Well, not this that there's been things going on, but it's just I've felt like I've needed to change up my the way I've been doing things. I didn't really like it before, but now I think I got it. So, here's what's gonna be happening. So from now on, every Friday at 4:20, that's when I'll be publishing my podcast. No longer will I be doing two podcasts per week. I will just be doing it on Friday. Most of the time, I might have a co-host, or most of the time, I'll just be by myself, just like today. Who knows? Shit. And also, I will no longer be putting my podcast on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts or whatever the fuck you want to call it, or on SoundCloud. Because just like on my Instagram, like I had said before, I feel like if I do it like that, then people are gonna be like, yo, I have to go to this website to look at this and that website to look at that. When I could just be putting all this on YouTube and y'all could just look at all of my creations, whether it be my workouts, me balling, my podcast, or whatever else I have planned. Y'all could just go check that on YouTube. Simple as that. And so yeah, and I also no longer will be going by Chef Nigga D because I mean, honestly speaking, I didn't really need to start with that. I just wanted to. Like it was a fun thing. But now that I'm taking this more serious, I think that I should have but like, you know what, let me just go by one name, ABK. Throughout the blocks. ABK, ABK, ABK. And so yeah, so let's go ahead and get this shit. Oh, and one more thing. From now on, instead of just smoking one blunt, I will be smoking two blunts. So if I have somebody with me, we'll be smoking four blunts. If I have two other people with me, we'll be smoking six blunts, et cetera, et cetera. Y'all know how that shit goes. Okay, there you go. Yeah, so now let's get started. Let me look through my notes. Before I do continue, shout out to Ball 25 Cap. Yo, like Ball Cap 25, I mean. I'm tripping. They have like good ass prices on their tree. It's quality. You get quality and quantity for your weed. I suggest that you guys go smoke with them. They're the one that provided me with the weed today. So right now the first blunt I'm smoking is OG Popcorn. And then the second blunt I'm gonna be smoking is Three Times Crazy. Both indicas, cause I just finished working out earlier, so I need some of that indica, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, let's get started. So first thing first, y'all should know already. I'm about to talk about this nigga, Kanye, 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 Kanye. Yo, that nigga's in the sunken place, bad. That nigga's in the sunken place, just like my phone. Yeah, for most of y'all know my iPhone is in the sunken place right now. But yeah, he's just like my phone, bruh. That nigga is, ah, oh, man. Like, how can you be black and love Donald Trump? Or not, let me rephrase that. How can you be black and support Donald Trump? I don't. This nigga, you blatantly see this nigga talking shit about minorities and shit like that. Us. And yet you could real life go and support that nigga? Like, really, nigga? I don't know, that shit's just bogus to me, bruh. That shit is mad bogus to me. I mean, on my Twitter account, I've said I get where he's coming from. You shouldn't let anybody dictate how you think, or you shouldn't let anybody make you think a certain way. Think for yourself. I totally get that, Kanye. I'm here for it. But my mans, even your wife can't take you out that sunken place no more because she said that she don't agree with Trump or anything like that. But yeah, she agrees with you, which is the same way with me. I love Trump. I don't fucks with him. But I could say that I love him because no matter what, if you love me, I love you. If you hate me, I love you. Like, so I get that. I don't fuck with Trump, but I love him. He's a human being. He doesn't deserve hatred, although he's a pretty pathetic ass nigga. But he hasn't done any. I don't know, man. Kanye, you're in a sunken place. I don't know why. And then Charlamagne Tha God, that nigga is funny because I was watching the interview on the Breakfast Club when he was supposed to when he does the Donkey of the Day. And he said he'd give himself Donkey of the Day. Which I'm like, damn. That nigga real life. I mean, people are saying that oh, Kanye flew him out, yada yada yada. I take Charlamagne's word. I don't think that's the case. Charlamagne's a grown ass man. He could do whatever he wants. He could think for himself. He's a free thinker. In order for y'all to understand Charlamagne, y'all need to read his book. In order for y'all to understand Charlamagne Tha God, y'all really need to read his book. Cause that nigga, the way how he thinks, inspires me to be honest. That's the only reason why I will this to be honest, that's the only reason why I watch The Breakfast Club. Because of his book. And when he says certain shit, I'm like, okay. Just cause I read his book, I see where he's coming from. Just like Kevin Hart. I read that nigga's book and I see so much of what he posts, I see where it comes from. That's why reading is such a powerful tool. That's why if you look on my Instagram, go under my highlights, you can see exactly the books that if you want, you could buy them for me. Cause the nigga broke out here. Shit, preparing for the draft and hey, to be honest though, preparing for the NBA draft or just preparing for the summer, hey, this ain't no little man's game, bro. You need to be able to hoop. I'm ready for that shit though. But that's besides the point. In order for you to understand where certain people are coming from, you need to like see where their history comes from. Cause look at him. Now that nigga just announced that he wants to build up a something for bad community, like something in Chicago. Fuck, I forgot what it's called. We don't fact check back out here. We don't fact check. But fuck, man. Well, anyways, it has to do with serving the community in a very high manner. And I saw that shit today. I'm like, this is why Charlamagne Tha God gave himself Donkey of the Day for Kanye, because of Kanye's sake. That nigga has shit planned out. Kanye has a plan. He ain't stupid. Y'all, cause he is in a sunken place right now, but I see something different. I see what he's trying to do. I might say it some other time, but I see what he's trying to do. But anyways, let's dead that. Because fuck me, I smoked the fuck out of his blood. This shit's already almost done. All right. Let's talk about. This is gonna hurt. This is really gonna hurt my childhood right here. Let's talk about Bill Cosby. Let's talk about Bill's. We have. I have to, bro. Like, these are things that need to be talked about. In no way, shape, or form do I tolerate rape for both men and female. In no way, shape, or form do I tolerate sexual abuse. In no way, sense, or form for both men and female. And in no way, shape, or form do I condone violence. Now, with that being said, let me tell you how I truly feel about that case. That case was bullshit. That case was a whole bunch of bullshit on baby. You know what I think? Like, how y'all barely coming out with that shit? Y'all ain't got no proof. Y'all ain't got Nathan. Nothing whatsoever, dude. And yet y'all are barely coming out with this shit. And then y'all saw the jurors, man. Y'all can't tell me them jurors were out. There were jurors out there that was saying, telling him that he would that oh, he thinks he's guilty. They didn't even see anything. First day, they automatically thought he was guilty. Oh, by the way, that was my dog. If y'all heard him, he has to stay inside and all that shit. But yo, my man's. Y'all on some drugs. That nigga, he was so influential, bro. That nigga was so influential. That's like one of my childhood heroes right there, bro. And then they're gonna go and treat him like that at the age of 80. It's not even because of my childhood or anything like that, bro. That shit was bullshit. Grown ass women that could think for themselves. Don't get me wrong, mental health is a very serious thing. We're gonna talk about that later. But my man, what? That was bullshit. That was bullshit. They found him not guilty the first time. And then they said, "Oh, we're gonna retrial this shit." Are you fucking? But hey, just another black man had to be dethroned. Dethroned from being one of the greatest television shows in history. If y'all really think that nigga did it, and if y'all think that the government or Hollywood or any, I don't even, if y'all think that that wasn't an inside job, I don't know what to tell you. Because that man is 80 years old. Why now? Why now? Why not earlier? And if that's the case, if y'all want to bring up the past, what about when y'all was fucking. Man. Nah. Let's not do that. We don't fight fire with fire out here. We don't fight fire with fire out here. We peaceful niggas. I finished the first blunt, by the way. K-Dot, get over here. Want food? Here. There you go. Fucking hate him. But there's two things Bill Cosby could do. Then he could either come out and say that he's gay. Just so funny to me. Because if I'm not gonna give y'all examples, I want y'all to go do your own homework. But if y'all look in the past, men who've come out gay usually get a lighter sentence than niggas who are straight. I'm just saying. Or that nigga should just die. Die on the ass. Be like, I served my time. I served my time, nigga. I'm dead. Y'all ain't gonna get me. But on Baby though, they played the fuck out of him. They played the fuck out of him, man. Oh shit, this shit hard as fuck. Okay, that three time crazy hard. Ooh. God, give me a second. Hold on, boy. Okay, we good. But all right, well, let's go on to the next topic. So, ex-NFL player Desmond, I don't know his last name. Think couple, I don't know if it was yesterday or a couple of days ago. I don't know. We don't fact check out here, but that nigga got arrested. I don't know what the details are. But according to the video that I saw, according to the, like I said, according to the video that I saw, they arrested him. He was already in handcuffs. He legit was not doing anything. He wasn't fighting. He wasn't trying to resist arrest because he already had his handcuffs on. Was thrown on the ground by two policemen. Then a third policeman comes and chokes him. And chokes him. They choke that nigga until, and he goes unconscious. Hey, stop. K-Dot, stop. There you go. Stop biting your leg. But, yeah. How are y'all gonna defend that one? 'Cause the more and more I see niggas defending this shit, the more I see racism. I mean, which is why I always be saying Donald Trump is a blessing in disguise. Because now he's showing us y'all's true colors. Y'all's true colors. That's right. Every single one of them, every single one of those words had an S. I know it's y'all true colors, but I say y'all's true colors. 'Cause y'all don't see the evil in this shit. Y'all condone it. I'm not talking about the ones that don't condone it. I'm talking about the ones that do, 'cause that's exactly who I'm talking to. I'm talking to y'all. Y'all real life doing this shit. To prove what? White supremacy? What? I would. You know what? That's gonna be, I'm gonna talk about that next podcast. I'm gonna talk about not white supremacy, the Uncle Toms. Is it Uncle Tom's or Uncle? No, yeah, the Uncle Sam's. My bad, I'm tripping. If y'all don't know who the Uncle Sam's is, hold on. Actually, I'm gonna pause this real quick just to make sure I'm giving the right name. My bad, y'all. I don't usually do that shit, but I'm faded as fuck. But it was bugging me. In future reference, if something's bugging me. Or if I need to figure something out, if I feel like it, I'm gonna go look for it. But yeah, Uncle Tom. And if y'all don't know who Uncle Tom is, I'm pretty sure you might be part of the problem. Nah, I'm joking. 'Cause ignorance is bliss, to be honest. But if y'all don't know who Uncle Tom is, I highly suggest you go look him up, read up on him. You've seen him in movies. You've seen him in movies. So I suggest you go look him up. But that's what Kanye is low-key being right now. Being Uncle Tom. But yeah. Oh, and also, the Waffle House. Oh, loaded, loaded, load. I'm pretty sure y'all have seen that one chick. I don't know her name. I don't usually try to remember people's names. No, I'm joking. But I really don't know her name. But she asked for utensils. Whether drunk or not. Whether drunk or not, I'm just saying, she asked for utensils. They refused to give it to her. She said, fine, can I get the manager's number? They called the cops on her. Donald Trump, thank you for showing us the racism in the world. Let people be aware of this shit because people need to be aware. in order for us to truly change. I'm baited. But real shit though, like that by itself is bad. Then the cops come and fucking, oh my God, dude, that is just sad. So all my females out there, I'm sorry for all the shit that this life gives you. I am sorry for all the females, cause, and especially for all, I'm sorry, y'all. My, I didn't know that I only had a 21-minute recording cap. So I accidentally, like, I kept going after I kept talking. But I'm just gonna say what I said again. I know most of it. Nothing's gonna change, to be honest. But like I was saying, to all the females out there. Oh, before I continue, there might be a voice difference because I'm in my car right now, so I'm sorry. But to all my females out there, I'm sorry for all this shit you have to go through. And especially to all my black females out there, I'm sorry what you guys have to go through. Because this life, we don't appreciate women like how we should. We don't appreciate women like how we should. And it sucks. Especially black women. Because black women, y'all get shit from us black men. We should be supporting y'all. And that's an issue. So I apologize on behalf of the real niggas out there who see the problem. Now, what the cops did, they came and talked to her for like maybe like a good 30 seconds. They wrestled her onto the floor. She was sitting down. They wrestled her onto the floor. It was, oh my God, man. I don't know. It's hard to say, man. It's hard to talk about. But like I said, if we don't talk about, I'm not sure if I said it previously, but I'm going to go ahead and repeat it. Kai said it in my, and the, I'm pretty sure I said it in another podcast maybe. But I wasn't going to talk about these issues, but I need to talk about them. Because if we ignore the issues, then they're just going to, we're not going to be able to, we need to talk about it in order for us to learn how to fix it. And so that's the reason why I need to talk about it. I'll be that nigga to talk about it. If people are like, yeah, you got to stop talking about this shit, yada, yada. Nah, nigga, we got to talk about it in order for us to elevate, we must destroy first, you know what I'm saying? So we got to talk about the bad before the good could happen. But anyways, they real life slapped, body slammed her on the floor, ripped off her clothes and her boobs were showing, and threatened that they were going to break her arm. I don't know if it was two or three, but two or more policemen who are trained for this shit, who are trained to apprehend people, can't just grab her. Like, she even if she was intoxicated, that's even better, because then she doesn't have as much power as before. So why? But y'all niggas ain't talking about that. Y'all niggas ain't talking about that. Y'all niggas talking about whole different shits. Like, we need to open our minds, man. Open your mind. Cause they doing this to us people. What? Why? I have a question. Why is it that the media is always showing us this things happening to black people? Why aren't they showing it about Asians? Why aren't they? No offense to the Asians. I'm sorry, but I have to bring this up. I have to talk about it. I love my Asians. All my niggas know that I love Asian people. Shit. I'm trying to get with the Asian chick, bro. Baby. For all you Asian ladies, I'm available. So, if you feeling me, let's get it. But on baby, though, why isn't it that, like, Asian people
are getting killed by the cops? Why isn't it that white people are getting killed by the cops? I can't say Mexicans are getting killed by the cops because they are. But why? I mean, why, man? Come on. You gotta really think about it. You only see black people getting killed multiple times. Don't you guys see? But people love to defend that, oh, well, the cops were just doing their job. Or, oh, the cops were just doing bullshit. Get the fuck out of here, my guy. It's all bullshit. KOD. KO motherfucking D. J. Cole, you got one here, bruh. I think I've listened to KOD maybe three times. Cause I like listening to shit like that when I'm like in deep thought. Like when I'm on do not disturb mode, you know? Like I don't look at my phone. I'm just on my phone. I'm just smoking and just vibing with the music. That's when I listen to J. Cole or that Kendrick or like, man, I could name you thousands. Not thousands, but you know what I mean. If you're a hip hop fan, in general, I highly suggest you listen to it. I don't care what generation you're from. If you're from the 80s, 70s, if you're in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, y'all should listen to it. It's real shit. That it, but then again, I'm gonna explain something later on. It's a topic that I want to explain something about. I want y'all to see. But yeah, I suggest if you're a hip hop fan, you should listen to that. And also, J. Cole's been active on Twitter lately, man. I like this. I like active J. Cole. He's been active on Twitter as fuck. And he said it. He's like, man, it's crazy how social media is a drug. And if you don't think social media is a drug, then you're tripping. And we're all addicted to it. Even I. Social media is a drug. Don't if you don't believe me, leave it for a week. Damn it, I pulled a piece of hair in my hair. Like a dread. R.I.P. But yeah, quit it for a week and then say that again. Not as easy as it sounds, huh? Not as easy as it sounds. I'm sorry, I turned my head. But I mean, what do you guys feel about actor J. Cole? I fucks with the heavy, like I said. All right, y'all. So, for all those who don't fuck with the NBA or who don't fuck with sports, y'all can go ahead and skip up to the next part because I'm gonna be talking about basketball right now. And so the description should be in the I mean the description. The time should be in the description of my topics, so y'all can go ahead and scroll down over there and see what's good. Lakers. Lakers, Lakers, Lakers. Hey, let's get it, bruh. I don't know why at first I was so against PG-13 coming. But then I thought about it. I mean, I wasn't really watching his game this season, like to be completely honest, because I've been focusing more on the point guards, like Westbrook. I've been focusing more on like Lonzo type of ball, like Lonzo. I've just been looking at point guards for the most part this season. I haven't been paying attention to the shooting or and shooting guards, but I haven't been paying attention to like the centers, power forward. I haven't been paying attention to them. I was watching this nigga's film the other day. Oh my goodness. Why wouldn't I want this nigga in LA again? Because I don't want this nigga to stunt Brandon Ingram's growth. That nigga, if Paul George takes his position, his ceiling won't be the roof. Only a true NBA fans would know what I'm talking about. But his ceiling won't be the roof. Unless Luke Walton is thinking what like I've been telling people. The NBA is going positionless. Just put niggas out there that play good defense. Boom. Look at Draymond Green. When he's up there in freaking Golden State, there's words coming out of my head. But imagine this lineup. Starting lineup. Cause to me, it doesn't matter about starting or not, it's about the minutes that you get. The minutes that you get, that's what's gonna dictate like how worthy you are. So imagine this. For just the starting five, Lonzo Ball, Paul George, Brandon Ingram, Julius Randle, DeMarcus Cousins. You can't tell me they not hooping. You can't tell me nothing. Them niggas are killers. And then bench. Josh Hart. Tyler Ennis. They could switch off. No. Tyler Ennis. Josh Hart. KCP. Kuzma. And Lopez. Then you got Channing Frye. You got Zubi. My man, no. Don't trade nobody, Lakers. Except for Luol Deng. I'm sorry, Luol, but your contract is just too heavy for us, bro. I'd rather have DeMarcus than Luol all day. I think anybody would. But that's amazing right there. That's 12. Because I believe in DeMarcus. I believe DeMarcus Cousins is coming back stronger. He's coming back stronger than ever. Nowadays, when they say that, oh, you get injured, you don't feel the same. No. Don't complain. Make no excuses. Get back to it. Real niggas get back to it. Look at Paul George. Real niggas get back to it. But just look at that. But anyways, let's go now to the playoffs. Pacers! Pacers, I need y'all to win. Pacers, I need y'all to win. If y'all don't win, then fuck, man. Shit. I don't know what to say. I need y'all to win. I need y'all to win. Hey, hey. But some real, though. LeBron is hooping. LeBron's LeBron. I don't know why I'm acting like this nigga. This isn't news to us. We're desensitized. I don't know why I can't say that word fast. But we're desensitized by LeBron. Like, this is just what he does on a regular basis. But this is king shit. That's why he calls himself the king. I can't be a LeBron hater no more, bro. He's just too great on and off the court. He's like a huge inspiration to me. Kobe's still better than him, but he's a huge inspiration to me. You knew I had to throw that in there. But Pacers, you're a better team than them, to be honest. Y'all can hoop on them. Y'all got it. Raptors, Wizards. Damn, I'm pissed at myself because I freaking checked the scores. I shouldn't have checked the scores. But the game is basically tied when I looked at it, and I'm like, damn. But thank God I didn't see what quarter it was, so I'm cooling. Boston, Milwaukee, Giannis, hoop. You know, I'm a Lakers fan, so it's automatic. I can't be going with the Celtics. What the fuck? I'm a Lakers fan. joke this was. Fuck you, Kedrick. But yeah. I need you to hoop, Giannis. Jabari, Middleton, Bledsoe, role player. Shout out to Poor Sources. Thor. I don't call him Thon. That's Thor. Never ages. That nigga old. Only if you will understand. yeah, y'all need a hoop hoop. I believe it now. Y'all good. Y'all got stars on y'all team. Don't let anybody tell y'all different. Philly. Well, man, I already told you how I feel about Philly, bro. I'm repping for them only because I fuck with Philadelphia as a city. I've never been there, but if there was a different city in the United States of America that I would rather been born in from, other than Los Angeles, I swear to God, it'll be Philadelphia. And that has to do with freaking Balboa type of shit, bro. It's way before Meek. Although Meek, I'm telling y'all, Meek is like half the reason I'm who I am today. Meek Mill, because of his music. Like, that's some corny shit, but I'm being dead ass serious. There's very few songs. There's a song here and there that I might not have heard of from him, but it's very rare. It's probably because I missed it. It's like probably like just like an underground type of shit, like a feature. No, it's a feature. It's a feature. But other than that, I keep up with this shit. I'm a huge Meek supporter since day one. I remember back at Walmart, one of my homies, because that's when before I grew my hair out. He said, "Yo, you look like Meek. You look like Meek Mill." Damn. And I'm like, "Oh, so you're telling me I look like a great value Meek Mill?" He's like, "Oh, shit." But I'm just saying, Philadelphia, y'all hooping. Y'all going all the way. Y'all going to the finals. This is Philly's year. That's for the East. The West. The Wild Wild West. We've already got three determining factors. We got Golden State going up against, I'm faded. I forgot what the other team was. I just came from the gym and I'm already faded. What's the other team called? Fuck. Oh, I'm tripping. Pelicans. They got the Pelicans up next. And the Pelicans, man. I'm just going to say, y'all just wait and see. Rockets, they're up there. My prediction, OKC's winning it, man. They have more heart. I mean, shit. They better win. Not even they have more heart. Because if OKC wins this game today, they win. It's over. They're gonna go play the Rockets. And then if they go up there, they're gonna go play their hearts out. Both teams are gonna go, oof. Yo, the semifinals is gonna be lit. I can't keep up. I've been trying to watch all these games, man. I can't keep up. It's so much. I don't have time to watch all of them. I try to watch them and see every aspect of the game. I'm studying this shit, bro. Like, it's fucking hard, though. But that's what great players do, you know? What else? Damn, bro. I've already told you all my prediction. OKC and, okay, it's OKC and Philly finals. Because if OKC can beat the Rockets, it's game over. I don't care. Golden State, whatever. I don't care. Soup season. Anyways, let's go back into stuff, other stuff. So, World Star, Will Smith, and IG Chronological Order. So, first of all, I just want, like I said on my Instagram, Will Smith has the best Instagram page, like, period. It's just facts. I've been following him since, I remember when I first followed him, he was like 5,000, and like in like literally 2-4 seconds, he went to like 2 million. I'm like, what the fuck? Damn. Why isn't it that I haven't seen that nigga's post in 3 weeks, and I saw it on the Shade Room today? IG Chronological Order, what happened? I thought y'all was gonna bring that back. It's been months since we've heard that shit. What happened? But World Star, on the other hand, I've been seeing, first of all, I'm sorry, but World Star has really fallen off ever since Q passed away. May his soul rest in peace. Cause that is it's trash, bruh. World Star, I literally like comment on their like to comment on two of their posts, and then all of a sudden, back to back, World Star. When I'm just scrolling down my timeline, I'm just like, yo, Instagram, what are you trying to teach these kids out here? Because all I was seeing was niggas fucking like fighting, or a nigga doing some stupid shit, or those like little kids. Little Tay, whatever. And I'm talking about, like, this is, like, stuff not from today or yesterday. It was from, like, man, like, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 4 days ago type of shit. I'm like, yo, this is bullshit. What the fuck? So, IG, what's going on? I haven't seen a single post from Will Smith in, like, a week. No, like, almost a month. Literally. What's going on? All right, man, shout out to the motherfucking Obamas, man. Shout out to Barack and Michelle Obama. Before I go any further, I remember when I was in Africa and niggas talking shit about Obama being president and him not doing anything for Africa. I remember hearing that shit countless times. And then I used to tell people all the time, like, he's the president of the United States of America. He has no obligation to do anything for us. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I don't know. That nigga is great. I don't know if y'all seen, but Obama, Barack and Michelle Obama, they went to, They're gathering African, they're training African leaders how to become better leaders for their respective countries. And I'm just like, yo, shout out to Obama, man, on baby. You guys are real life couple goals. Because I'm from Sierra Leone. I The corruption that be out there is ridiculous. I mean, actually, the corruption in America compared to Africa is nothing. Now that I think about it. Oh, God. That's sad. Because the corruption out there is blatant. Like, they don't give a fuck. They'll show you. The niggas don't give a fuck. A cop will pull you over. And you'd be like, hey, bro, I'm sorry. You give him some, like, weed or something like that. He chilling. He's like, oh, marijuana, you say. Say no more. What the fuck? So you could record it longer than 21 minutes. I'm hot. So I must have pressed the button or something. But yeah, for reals though, they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. I finished my blunt, by the way. Oh, I just rolled up another blunt before I made this one again. But yeah, them niggas do not. They don't give a fuck. They'll show you exactly. They'll show you like, what's good? What you finna do, Nathan? You ain't gonna do shit. Nah, I'm joking. It's not like that. But y'all know what I mean. But it's just, man. Shout out to Obama and them. And since the blunt is done, y'all know what time it is. It's time for some motivation. Hey, that was nice, huh? I know y'all like that. But anyways, so today, I just want to motivate y'all. Don't be apologetic of who you are. Don't be apologetic of who you are. Don't let somebody tell you how you should be. Stick to who you are. If somebody doesn't fuck with you, fuck them. But stick to who you are. I don't know what the fuck notification that was, because I don't like getting notifications on my phone. But I'll check that out. But yeah, don't let somebody influence you away. Just like Kanye. Just like what Kanye said. Like, that's why I said, off of all the bullshit, although he's in a second place, he's still speaking facts. Like, don't let anybody tell you, or don't let anybody convince you to think differently. Be you. Everybody's different. There's no two people that are the same. There's no two beings that are the same at all. Maybe there's similarities, but there are no two things that think the same. So think for yourself. Try to be a leader, not a follower. That's all I'm preaching. I just want to preach about love. I know sometimes it gets hard, but I just want to preach about love. But anyways, y'all, that's about it for me today. I'm fucking faded, bro. About to edit this shit, and then I'm about to post it. But anyways, thank y'all for entering into the nigga room. Really do appreciate it. Remember, if you're down here in Anaheim, Buena Park area, go ahead and check out Ball Cap 25. Bomb-ass staff, bomb-ass tree, bomb-ass everything. You're in and out easy. This is your boy, ABK, and we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.